terrible news now we received yesterday. We're just stunned, still taking it on board here. Paul Gary was an integral part of our league for a number of years, and he's going to be a void that's going to be very, very hard to replace, you know, so we're deeply shocked here.
Yeah, and a statement on the Donegal Junior League's Facebook page earlier, one line stood out to me, saying he had a genuine eagerness to see the league, its clubs and players thrive. I think that sums up what the league meant to him perfectly.
It does. I mean, anybody that knew Gary, anybody that came across Gary would know, you know, Gary had a very, very, you know, kind of the personality he had to get on with everybody. I never heard any club or person within the league ever having a bad word about him, you know. And the role that he played for us as PRO, he was heavily involved and very, very closely contacted with all the clubs in the league, you know, whether it be a Sunday evening contacting their register or the PROs to get match reports in, or when he was organising things for dinner dances or whatever. He was in close contact with clubs and they all held him in the highest of esteem. So he'd be, you know, very, very hard to replace him.
And away from football, he was a kind soul. What are your memories of Gary away from the football side of things?
Well, you see, Gary was only a small... Well, Gary was a busy man. He had so many different... he was involved in so many different things. Fantastic community man, fantastic soccer man. And, you know, probably Gary, we were, maybe a small part of his world, but he was a very, very big part of our world and of our day-to-day running. He was... You know, he did so much work behind the scenes. He was, you know, liaison with sponsors, continuously getting sponsors on board again. And he was very, very good way of dealing with people and getting new sponsors on board. He had a fantastic flair for anything he'd done, whether it was programs for Oscar Trainer matches or cup finals or programs for dinner functions. You know, he had a fantastic flair and what he was able to do in his role as PRO was second to none. He was really, really good at his job. And just finally, on behalf of the whole Donegal League community, I'd like to offer condolences to Gary's wife, Carmel, and the family, the two girls, Catherine and Sheehan, and the two lads, Kieran and Connor. We're really thinking of you all in this difficult time for you. So on behalf of the league, sincere condolences to you all.